This is Karthik and
Pierre
from the Audible Radio Station, and we are here to present what?
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 What is it?
What?
What is it?
What is that? I don't know. What's that?
Oh, this is...
Aha! Kindergarten Fair!
Which happened last Saturday.
3rd September.
2016.
Right, man.
We gotta say, really impressed with what we witnessed, right, Pierre?
So good. It was full of music.
And love.
Full of love.
And children. And creativity.
We had good food.
Yeah, you guys missed it. But anyway, the highlights of this program's gonna be music and songs, drummers from the African Pavilion. We had a music show by Krishna from the Solitude Farm.
Yeah.
And children were having a lot of fun. You
and
know?
Food from the Well Cafe. Lot of shops.
Yes.
Pottery shop.
Art craft. And we also had some astrology and so many cool interviews from the staff and the parents in the kindergarten fair. The first highlight from this program is going to be a song by
Shakti and all the people who was there.
Yes. And
in the circle.
A very catchy song indeed. It's called We Are Circling, Circling Together. We are... Okay, I think
circling,
I should cut it.
Yeah. Very good feelings. Very good ambience.
And a lot of unity. That's what we want, right? And that's what Oral is all about. Unity of mankind.
Yeah, let's listen, just listen to it. Let's go.
Circling together,
we are circling, circling together.
One more time.
Yeah.
next is an interview with Shakti.
Okay, I'm Pierre from Orovir Radio. We are on Haha Kindergarten this Saturday, 3rd of September 2016. And I am with
Shakti.
Shakti from Haha School.
One of my child was participating in this experimental project. And we kind of concluding our stay here right now. But we've learned a lot, we have grown a lot, and I, from my side, I really wanted to contribute something to this event that we decided eventually to be a community event. We wanted to have opportunity to connect, to invite people, make them know more about this place, about the activities that happen here, and kind of have a bonding experience for everybody. So, from my side, I've offered facilitation of the spiral dance. So that was the event around 4:30.
Like chain?
It was a circle dance. It was a kind of movement that included singing song, but we also chose the collective intention for this song. So it was a very meaningful gathering, community gathering, and as we were dancing and singing, we were trying to stay connected to our hearts and send the blessings to this space, and also send them out so other people can also feel the positive vibrations and what we are generating here and doing here. So that was my idea.
Okay, you focus on link. People link.
Yeah, my calling in Orville is actually to facilitate and help people to open their hearts wider and wider, and let them experience their divinity and just unity. And I feel that this place already has lots of values that were set up by Mother and Sri Aurobindo, and all of us are slowly working toward it, but sometimes we are in different places in our life, and I feel when we come together during events like this, we really feel and have opportunity to connect to the Orville spirit. So I really like this kind of bigger gatherings where we can meet our community and come together to create something deeper and more meaningful.
This is important to do that.
Yes.
Okay. So, what do you feel about this afternoon? Now it's dinner time?
Yeah.
How do you feel it? How was it?
Yeah, I feel very open. I feel very wide in my energy. I felt like after a spiral dance, you know, I really connected to myself and to others. We finished it with hugging session. So it was really sweet, and I'm very happy to meet many of my friends and people who I don't know yet, but I'm very interested to get to know. So it's always an opportunity to develop more connections. And now it's slowing down. We are all hungry, so just waiting for food.
Okay, thanks for your words and ideas. And I'm gonna show it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
hear about what the staff have to say about the school.
Basically, they are to share what, how we work with children and what we are doing.
Yeah.
Here. So we said it is different, what is different. And this is just way of living. And here we are creating an environment. We don't really work directly on the children.
Okay.
We create an environment. So how to create that environment? So for that, one needs to really work on oneself. The one adults who are around children, they are willing to work on themselves.
Yeah.
Because children, they just grasp whatever is happening around them. So if whatever they see, then they understand. Whatever they hear, you know, they hear from here, and they'll go.
True.
The ones who are willing to change themselves, the ones who are willing to work on themselves, can be here, can work. It's like growing all of us together.
Okay.
This is not, everybody will grow like a big joint family in their own pace to create that learning environment. That's what we're trying to do here. It just is a way of living. Like if I have that contagious of something, I love working with the papers. If I have that, just being with me, children, they also get that contagious. That's enough.
All right.
It's not no teaching directly, making them sit and do one fold, this folding, that folding. No, it's not like that. Just to arouse the interest in whatever you are doing. That's it. Then
great.
Creativity will come, everything will come, everything will come. We have 3 to 6.
Okay. And what kind of activities do you think is very important for children of this, of this age group, especially when you say that, self-learning or to understand oneself is the most important thing.
See, here what we do, we work on the environment, we supply the right material, just being with the child, so that just to give that space to the child and he will explore, because he, that is a self-guided program. So we give a sense of that, but the thing is that we children's nature is imitation. So whatever they do, they imitate. So we give the space to imitate as much they can, but same time we see that how much is coming from us and how much is coming from the originality of the child.
True.
So that we are aware of.
True. I can feel a lot of passion in what you're saying, sir. Thank you very much for sharing. All right, Priscilla, I'd like to know, what is this place about and what do you guys actually do? What is AHA Kindergarten about?
Okay. Okay. So AHA Kindergarten is a free progress kindergarten.
Okay.
Which means that the kids are free to do whatever they want.
Okay.
During the whole day. They have all the things exposed to them. Arts, toys, the nature. And they just guide themselves, and if they need help, they ask for a grown-up to come and help, and we facilitate the help that they need. But they are the guides.
Yeah.
They are the ones who tell us. I feel that we spend a lot less energy than other places in trying to create something from a child.
Yeah.
There are no expectations. I bring my kid here because I myself can't do it at home, for example.
Okay.
It's very hard for me not to interfere them or not to enter when they fight, and they do it here really well. They know how to facilitate it in taking the child's energy somewhere else, or they have a very nice way of leading with it. It's amazing to see that. But it's something that takes time to understand because we are so fixed with a way to bring children up. We think we are grown-ups and we know better than them. And here is the other way. They have a full consciousness and we need just to follow. So I'm learning this now. Huh? The other three teachers, they are doing this in a very perfect way for me.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what is this event about?
Last year we had some problems. There was a misunderstanding of the way the kindergarten should be, and we had situations that some parents took out their kids, so it created a lot of mess inside of Orville, and people started wondering if they need this place at the first place and everything. to open up and just to show the kindergarten and present the philosophy to the larger community and to show other people what we are about. So just to try to help them understand what we are trying to do here.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
And to fundraise for an extra space. But this is on the side.
Definitely.
We need to build another space because this space is a little small. We are only 7 kids now, but we need another space for quiet activities, if we need for painting, for blogs. So we are fundraising for that, for this space.
Wow. I mean, I've spoken to some of your staff. One thing which I've noticed in the school is you people care. You have a lot of passion in what you're doing, and that shows how much you love children and how you love yourself and how you see the world. And all I can say is my best wishes to you guys for that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming. Huh? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's so important for me. Thank you so much.
Mita, you work here?
No, I don't. But I'm part of the support group of AHA.
Support group. What is the support group?
The support group has been formed to facilitate better communication between the parents and the teachers, and also to see if there are any difficulties, if there are any... because what happens also is that for many people, free progress is a bit difficult to understand at first. Like for myself too, when I first experienced free progress, I was in Mehrambika and I had to teach like 15 children who were 8-year-olds, and there was no curriculum. So that is what really, really made me think, and it broke all my mental paradigms that what I had before. And you know, it is really like trying to see what is learning, what is it that one has to do. So it's really to give the children a lot of space so that they're not just reacting to external stimuli, but they are coming from what is the need, real need for the moment.
So it comes from inside.
Yeah. So to create that atmosphere, that is what, at sometimes it is a bit difficult for most of us. Like when I think about my own self, I see, God, what a lot of breaking of paradigms or mental constructions I had to do to understand free progress. So when someone is there new, it's slightly difficult for them to understand. And because everyone is so used to structures, a lot of studies, a lot of, you know, oh my God, my child is not doing this, my child is not doing that, not being exposed to this. But it is not that. You see, you have to just create the environment for the child to learn what is according to his or her own temperament. It's called Swadharma in our lingo. You know?
Swadharma?
Swadharma.
Swadharma.
Swadharma, because each one, like, you are created by the divine for a particular purpose with a certain combination of the different parts of your being. Yeah. And you will, it's like a rose and a lotus, they are both different. And each has a different purpose to do. And what we try to do in conventional schooling is club everyone together like a factory, and we just make them go through things and not respecting their child's swadharma, what the child is being born to do.
And their own needs.
Hmm?
And their own needs.
And their own needs. Yeah. So this is like creating in AHA kindergarten, trying to create that space. The teachers are trying, teachers and parents together are trying to create that space for their children. And sometimes it is not so easy because sometimes the parents get very concerned what's happening. They're not learning anything. Mm. So those are just one of the things. And so a support group was created to facilitate if there are any issues.
Okay.
So I'm part of that support group.
We're going to see. We're going to try.
Okay, and you know why this event?
Yes, because we want to bring the community together.
Okay.
For the AHA children, the parents, the teachers, and Oroville community. So we want to create community, create the feeling of goodwill.
Synergy,
yes.
Okay, thank you.
And of course, it's also a fundraising, both. But it is not a fundraising where you, for everything you have to pay. That's not the intention. The intention is for the children to enjoy. There are different corners for the children to play with and explore. And if anybody wants, there is a space for people to donate. And then there's dinner, which will arrive at 6:30. And that is what is, just the food is what you pay for.
Thank you. Nice. Sounds nice. I'm gonna stay long.
Okay, well, one thing that really makes this place special is that they have the philosophy to allow children to explore and learn on their own initiative. So as much as possible, they create the kind of environment that the child will be happy to be in, to be stimulated in, and then allow the child to find his or her own direction.
Okay.
So the teachers are observers, they're not teachers, and they're facilitators, they call themselves facilitators, but they don't teach anything. And they observe where the child is going, and then they facilitate, they help the child go further in that direction.
Right.
So that is the philosophy. So in the kindergarten, it's from ages 3 to 6.
Okay.
They don't really do letters, they don't do numbers, they don't do any of the academic things that you might find children start with at this age.
True.
The idea is that there is plenty of time to do all of that once the child is mature and seeks it out. But at this stage, it's play, it's exploration, and it's really following the child's heart. Nothing can be taught is the first principle of education. It was his philosophy, and it was definitely something that the mother put into action. The ashram school reflects it.
Okay.
It's an ideal that everybody tries to go towards, strives to achieve, because in spite of ourselves, we might find ourselves forgetting sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But then reminding ourselves that, you know, nothing can be taught.
True, I agree with you on that.
Let the child find its own heart and direction is something that really helps. It's a philosophy that needs for the parents to be very brave, because it's really easy to keep comparing your child's situation, abilities, and somebody else's. And if we are going to, you know, compare letters and numbers and those kinds of abilities, does my child read yet? Does my child know how to count to 50 yet? That's not the goal or the aim or the desire of this kindergarten at all. And to allow the child to really follow its own heart, and then to be able to listen to himself or herself, is something that the parents also need to learn how to do, and the facilitators, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much harder but a much richer experience.
All right.
Yo, what is your name?
I'm César.
César. Uh-huh. What do you think about this event?
I think it's so nice, and it's not nice to see so much children around here, because they bring the lively spirit into your body and mind, and it's so nice.
Lively school?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel great, actually.
Good, thanks.
You're welcome.
Up next is a beautiful song by Krishna and his band.
They were always on my mind. Footsteps.
My name is Pierre. I work for Orovir Radio, and we are at AHA Kindergarten Party. And what is your name?
My name is Sudha. I am working in Well Cafe. I am staying here 10 years, Oroville. I am now the AHA Kindergarten. I give the food dinner.
It's dinner time.
Yeah.
And you?
Your name? My name is Radha.
She working? I am working
Well Cafe. I am working Well Cafe.
Well Cafe?
Yeah.
So this is dinner of Well Cafe today?
Yes. The dinner Well Cafe food.
I saw you in Well Cafe.
Yeah.
2 days ago.
Oh, very good. Yeah. I am working there.
Yeah, I heard that Well Cafe just opened, new opening, no?
No, this already 9 years they are starting.
Okay, good. And why you come to make dinner for here?
Children's participants.
Oh, participation. Okay, good. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Bye. And good evening.
Same to you. Good evening.
Nandri Akka.
Nandri Tambi. Nandri Tambi.
Hi Lali, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. How do you like the event? How's the drumming going?
I like it.
You like it? And you did face painting too, right?
Yeah.
How is it? How was the whole experience?
It was nice and good.
So what was your favorite part about it?
Face painting.
So did you buy from the stalls anything?
Yeah.
What did you buy?
A bracelet.
Yeah? So, how long have you been in Oroville?
From birth.
From birth? Whoa, so you're an Orovillian, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah? So how do you like the school here?
Good.
Yeah?
And I like it.
Yeah? So do you play the drums? Do you know how to play the drums?
No.
No? So, but do you want to learn?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you like today, right?
Yeah.
You had fun? You had a cupcake?
No.
No? You had a popcorn?
Yeah.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you. Say, sign out. That's how you sign out from the radio. So
sign out.
So who's signing out? Say, it's Lali signing out.
Lali signing out.
Awesome. Thank you.
Up next is another beautiful song by Krishna and his band.
The Batman is right in his eyes. He sees what he sees and sees no more. And he walks again beyond the smile. Who wants our heart in times of war? And the good man is right in his eyes. He sees what he sees and sees no more. And he walks again beyond the smile. Who wants our heart in times of war?
Thank you very much for your time. This is Karthik from Oroville Radio Station signing out.